Welcome to the Soul Surgery Podcast. My name is Nikki Clinch, and I am your host. I am a maturation facilitator, teacher and coach, integrative holistic health counselor, breathwork facilitator, and author. I am the founder of the Academy of Maturation Coaching, the Alchemy of Being, where I train as many people as I can to become powerful spaces for human beings to come home to their authentic truth. Maturation is a powerful evolutionary process of dissolving trauma, breaking free of stuck patterns, and growing and healing at the taproot. Growing out of who we thought we were from the stories led by our past conditioning, in order to grow and evolve into who we were born to be. In this podcast, I will be sharing many different things with you, opening up the doorways to my coaching sessions where you can witness with your own eyes how trauma contaminates our reality and how we can dissolve it, heal it at the root, and rewrite the story of our lives, reclaiming our power and reminding each one of us that who we are is wholeness. I will be interviewing some of the world's most prominent teachers in spirituality, healing, transformation, and human evolvement, and sharing with you my own teachings and learnings along the way, and above all, sharing with you my heart. The purpose of this podcast is to remind each one of you who you really are, to open up the doorway to a new possibility, to a new paradigm, to healing, health, transformation, and our evolvement as individuals and a species. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. One thing that you can do for me, if you find this podcast useful and if you love it, please do subscribe. And if you feel called to, leave a review, because reviews really matter. They help to spread the word and help to spread this podcast to as many people as we can. And lastly, if you have any big aha moments, any shifts, any insights in any of these episodes, please do share it with me. Share with me which episode it was, where in the episode it happened, and how it has impacted you and your life. So without further ado, let's get going. I hope you enjoy today's episode on the Soul Surgery Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Soul Surgery. My name is Nikki Clinch, and I am your host. So today I wanted to talk about a topic that I think is going to serve everybody. That's a big statement to say, but I think it's a worthwhile assumption to make, or assertion to make, because I can't imagine anyone not needing this or benefiting from this in some form. And it's going to begin with a question that I asked myself long, long time ago. So when I first came out of retraining, and I started working with people and I started having one-to-one clients, I saw this consistent pattern happening, which really baffled me, that why would people who know that if they were to implement these changes and they were to implement these recommendations, knowing it would create healing, knowing it will create transformation, knowing it will give them the very thing that they came to achieve or to receive that they want, why is it that some people don't do it anyway? I mean, it may seem like a really simple question, but it's almost so simple that we miss it. You know, why is it that some people will take recommendations and implement them into their lives, integrate them into their lives, and allow change and transformation to occur? And why do some people not? What distinguishes between these two kinds of people? And this was a really valuable question that I started asking myself a long time ago. I mean, there are so many layers to the answers to this question. It's not a black and white answer. It's not a yes or no. It's not a good or bad. But when you really allow yourself to dive into the inquiry of it, I started to discover that there was one consistent thread that ran through both. There were many, many details that were different. Some people had certain kinds of trauma that led them to procrastinate, sabotage. Some people had stories where they just were attached and identified to knowing themselves in the world as the ones that don't achieve, don't receive, aren't worthy. Good things don't happen to me. Yes, to all that. But the ones who were able to shift also had those similar stories, but were able to move through the process enough to allow transformation to occur. So I started to notice that there was a one consistent thread that ran through both the people who did that were able to create change and transformation, and the consistent thread that ran through the people who couldn't. And that's the topic of this episode that I wanted to speak about. The one consistent thread between the ones who were able to transform or allow transformation to occur in their lives was that when things got uncomfortable, difficult, feelings were painful that had to be felt, which is 100% of the time if you want to change habits, heal habits, change patterns, break cycles, and allow transformation in yourself and your life. It's 100% guaranteed. That's a major statistic. It's 100% guaranteed. It's a major percentage, not statistic. It's 100% guaranteed that you will have to experience something uncomfortable. You will have to feel uncomfortable feelings. You will have to face uncomfortable parts of yourself. You will have to look at things that you do not want to see, that you've spent your whole life not wanting to see. You will have to feel and face the very things that you have been resisting and suppressing and running from and hiding from your whole life up until the point that you are ready to shift. It's 100% guaranteed. You simply cannot allow the opening of a new possibility without simultaneously living through, experiencing through the dissolving and the ending of the old story or the old way of being. You cannot have one without the other. They come hand in hand. It's like the front of the hand and the back of the hand. It's like you can't have life without death. You can't have up without down. You can't have growth new without an ending. You can't have a new beginning without an ending. And so in the process of doing the work to create a new possibility for yourself, you have to come face to face with the very thing that needs to end. Now, that may be a way of behaving. That may be an identification of who you think you are. It may be stories, mindset, belief systems. It may be suppression of emotion. Either way, 100% of the time, there will be experiences that move through your body as you go through the ending that will be uncomfortable, often painful, destabilizing. I mean, nobody said it was easy to transform. Literally nobody. But everyone thinks they want it. Now, what I have noticed, and I started to notice a long time ago, is that the people who were able to navigate through these challenging phases of the transformational process, the healing process, they were able to do it because they were able to hold themselves through it. They were able to hold themselves through the uncomfortable, through the painful, through the scary, through the unknown. They may not have done it perfectly. It will not have been without resistance. It doesn't mean that it was easy, but they were able to hold space for themselves as the uncomfortable moved through, which allowed a shift to occur. And the ones that were not able to implement the changes that then lead to transformation, the changes in patterns, behaviors, ideas of who they are, the ones that were not able to do these things were not able to navigate themselves through the painful and the uncomfortable. In fact, there was a massive resistance. There's often a massive resistance to even getting close. And so the real topic of this episode is what that one thing that if we were really willing to show up for, to own, to be accountable for, to be responsible for, if we were really willing 100% to do this thing, well, I personally feel that we become capable of doing anything, literally anything. If you are willing to do this one thing 100%, then the doorways to what becomes possible for your life is limitless. So let's talk about what that one thing is. Hold yourself to show up for yourself like the mother that you have always longed for. To hold yourself so sacredly, so solidly, so unconditionally, through the ups and the downs, the thick and the thin, through the feelings that move through you that feel so painful and so excruciating. But even though it is painful and excruciating, you are there as the mother that you always longed for and needed, holding space, saying to yourself through your energy, through your words, through your thoughts, through your actions, through your field, it's okay, baby. You're going to be okay. You'll get through this. I love you. You can do this. It's safe for you to feel, to say all the things that we always longed for, that mother that we longed for to say to us. And as I realize as I'm speaking about this, it always comes back to mother. Everything comes back to mother. Our relationship to mother. Our ability to bloom and thrive and transform comes back to our relationship to mother. Are we prepared to be 100% responsible that we are the source of our own experience? And that whatever moves through us, we can rely on ourselves to show up for ourselves like an unconditional holding mother holding. If we can really make that commitment, and I mean really, it's not conceptual. This isn't enough just to go yes in your mind and that's it. This is an experiential commitment. Like, you need to actually be present with your physical presence, with your emotional presence, with your mental presence, with your consciousness. I am here for you. And I ain't going anywhere. Self-parenting creates internal safety. Self-parenting allows us to grow out of the victim and into the mature, empowered adult. Self-parenting ensures that no matter what, we always have someone to fall back on, and that is ourselves. Now, the problem is that we don't do this. I do this, but it took me years to really commit to this. But a lot of people don't do this. Why? Well, there are kind of two things that I want to talk about that I think are pivotal reasons. One, I think if we have a very separated and split relationship with our own original mother, and there is a lot of anger there, and there's a lot of resentment there, and there is a lot of unhealed unwholeness there around our relationship with our original mother, well, then that anger and resentment and blame and judgment and pain around it that is still unwhole within us causes us to even reject our own selves. We reject mother from our field, including us being the mother to ourselves. So that's one aspect, which is a massive aspect. I mean, it's a massive part of this. Like, we abandon ourselves in an unconscious attempt to get back at our original mother that we haven't forgiven. We abandon ourselves because it's some kind of punishment or substitute for the words that we were not able to speak or we aren't able to speak. And then the other aspect is, and it's connected, they're distinct but not separate. The other aspect of it is, because of that split, unhealed, unwhole relationship with mother, we don't feel worthy of receiving that mother. We don't feel worthy of receiving that unconditional mother holding. And so these two sides of the same coin cause us to live in this disconnected, split space to mother. And you know, you can see this a million billion ways. It may be that it shows up in living extremely overworking, burnt out, busy lives, and the last thing that you're willing to put as a priority is taking care of your needs, taking care of yourself. There's never any time for rest. There's never any time for receiving. It's like a constant self-abandonment of your own self, which is extremely painful and creates so much suffering. And I know that so many people listening to this will identify, and I want you to know I am not different from you. This is a lifelong journey. This is something that I worked on for a long, 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 long time. So I'm not saying that this is easy, and I'm also not saying that it is overnight, but I am saying it is important. In fact, it's vital that if we are in this split, this rejection of mother, we will continually reject our own needs for that mother love. And that creates a feeling of unsafety and an inability to trust our own self or to feel safe in our own home. This home, the home here, the home of you, the home of the present now of your being. If we don't feel safe in our own home and trusting in our own home, then of course we're not going to feel safe enough to feel the uncomfortable feelings. We're not going to feel like it's possible to face challenges. We're not going to feel like it's even possible to grow through our comfort zones. We're just not even going to try. In fact, our life then becomes about controlling the outsides of our life to ensure that challenges don't happen. Our life then becomes about making sure that challenges don't happen to us. So our life becomes about making sure something doesn't happen rather than our life being about creating something that can. Our life becomes about something not happening. If I behave this way, then I'll ensure that I won't get hurt. If I hold back here, I'll ensure I won't get rejected. If I hide my voice, then I'll make sure that I won't be humiliated. If I shut my heart, then I'll make sure that I won't be abandoned. Do you see? Our life becomes about something that we don't want to happen, rather than being about creating the space for something to happen, to grow, to birth. Our life becomes about survival. Survival means trying to not die. It has nothing to do with living. And so you can hear there's like a deep connected sequence that occurs, the split and the rejection of mother, that then leads to the split and rejection of mother in our own self, or receiving mother for our own self, that then we don't feel safe in our own self or trusting in our own self or trusting that anyone that will be able to show up for our own self. And so why on earth would we try to grow out of our comfort zone or to let go of habits that have been trying to protect us or repeated patterns that even though we know they hurt us, letting it go would just be too scary and painful, and we don't trust ourselves enough, so forget it. I would rather stay here hidden, suppressing my voice. I would rather stay here hurting myself with food. I would rather stay here than to face the unknown of what is on the other side of letting these things go. Why? Because we don't trust that something or someone will be there to hold us through unconditionally. And the problem is we may then want or expect someone else to be that unconditional space, maybe our partners, our boyfriends, girlfriends, best friends, coaches, therapists. And relying 100% on another human being to be that unconditional holding space for you is almost like a setup, because human beings are just human beings. They're imperfect. Human beings are imperfect. And really, the one that is going to be consistently with you for the rest of your days, guaranteed, is you. That is the only guarantee. You are the only guarantee. You will be the only one there with you, guaranteed, right up to the end. Doesn't mean you'll be the only one there and you'll be alone. That's not true. Hopefully you'll be surrounded by lots of people that love you very much. But the consistent guarantee is that you will be the one there right to the end. And so, you know, it kind of needs to come from you. When we live our lives about something not happening, making sure that something won't happen. Our whole life is based on blocking, escaping, running, resisting, suppressing, hiding, limiting, controlling. You can feel it's like that. What can grow from there? What could possibly thrive from there? That's not aliveness. That's not living. That's just getting by. So I told this story in my book. It's not my story. I borrow this story from my teacher, David. And if you want to hear David speak, there's a podcast episode that he and I did together called Living Beyond Story. I highly recommend you go listen. He used to lead maturation programs in high security prisons. And he was leading a program at Jacksonville High Security Prison in North America. And he arrived in the prison and he was walking through the cell blocks, and it was literally like you see in the movies, like two floors, one on top of the other, just blocks, cell block, cell block, cell block, cell block, just like we see in the movies. It was a pretty horrible place, he was saying, really hardcore. And as he was walking through the cell blocks towards the workshop room, he caught sight of this one cell, and it really caught his attention. And he looked inside the cell, and every single wall, including the ceiling, was covered in forest wallpaper. You know that wallpaper that's like that beautiful, green, abundant forest? Well, every single wall was covered in this forest wallpaper. And he was like, wow, that's quite something. It was really quite something, quite beautiful. And the prison guard said to him, yeah, that inmate, he's a lifer. He will be here till his last breath. He's not ever getting parole. That inmate is guaranteed to be in that cell for the rest of his life, without any chance of getting out. And David heard this piece of information and carried on walking towards the workshop room. And as he was walking, he realized, that inmate is trying to make things better. He's trying to make the most of it. But he's not free. And I tell that story because when we are living in this survival state of making sure that things don't happen, the escaping, resisting, hiding, suppressing, controlling, if I behave this way, then I won't be. If I don't speak my truth, then I will prevent myself from being humiliated. We micromanage and control ourselves a million billion different ways and control our lives in the service of something, making sure that something won't happen to us. And when we live from there, then our lives become like that prison cell. And everything that we do in it is like we're trying to make the most of it. We're kind of trying to make the most of it. We can have anything we want as long as it's in the box of that cell. But we're not free. As long as we are in a state of resistance and survival, we'll never really truly be able to experience the full aliveness of life, which is a very different thing to surviving. And to really experience the full aliveness of life requires us to live and welcome all of life. All of it. The love and the loss. The achievements and the disappointments. The gains and the rejections. The life and the death. It's all part of being alive. And if we really are prepared to let go of the survival, we must become prepared to feel safe in our own skin and trusting in our own self and at home and at peace in our own self to navigate ourselves through all that life brings, the rough with the smooth. And to be able to do that, we need to know that when the challenges come, which they will, if you're willing to really live an alive life, the pain will come. There will be rejection. There will be uncomfortableness if we are truly willing to live an alive life. Then we need to be willing to take it, to welcome it all. And to do that, we need to know that when the challenges come, we're going to be there for ourselves. That when that fear moves through our body and the shame moves through our body and the rejection moves through our body, we will know that we will hold ourselves and we will tell ourselves kind, loving, compassionate words. I am here for you, my love. You are brave. You are courageous. You have done the best that you can. I am here. What you are feeling will pass. It's going to be okay. I've got you. I've got you unconditionally. Just like I would be with my babies. If we are willing to make that kind of commitment for ourselves, the vastness of the possibility that opens up is limitless. And so I want to ask you, are you ready to be the mother to yourself that you have always longed for? Are you ready to literally mother yourself in that way? Write down on a piece of paper the mother you always longed to have. Write down her energy. Write down the words that she would speak. Write down the way that she would be with you. Write down the way that she would hold you, the way she would breathe, the songs she would sing. Write it all down and then look at it, because that is who you are being invited to show up as for you. And that is the invitation. And it can start with one small step. It begins with just a yes, without knowing how. And stepping into it one moment at a time, learning, practicing, committing, making mistakes, until eventually you build trust in your ability to show up this way. So I hope that you have found this helpful. You are absolutely deserving of the love and the care and the nourishment that you long for. Every single one of us has a mother in us, men and women. Every single one of us has a mother in us. Gender, non-gender, binary, non-binary, lesbian, gay. It doesn't matter. As long as we are human, we have a mother in us. And are we ready now to invoke that mother in us to show up for ourselves? So I hope that you have found this useful. Those of you who want to dive deeper into this healing work with me, I have the Homecoming Process, which is an 8-week transformational process that you can purchase for yourself from my website. And to do this healing work, this self-parenting work, to come home to yourself, to trust yourself, to feel safe in your own skin, you can buy that on my website. Once you buy it, you own it for life. You do it on your own in your own time. in your own space, and you can do it as many times as you like, however many times you need through your life. Once you have it, it's yours. I also have my new book coming out, Surrender. You can buy it on Amazon, on anywhere that sells books all over the world. Surrender, break free of the past, realize your power, and live beyond your story. So thank you so much for listening. If you've loved this episode, please do leave me a review. Your reviews really matter and help this content spread far and wide. And please do subscribe to Soul Surgery and become part of our family here. I always love having you here. Thank you so much.